praise God. You're listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. It's good to be with you again today. And before we get started, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Living God, Heavenly Father, you are above all other gods, and you are the one true and living God. And Father, we thank you that you are mindful of us, and that you care about us, and that you hear us, see us, Lord God. And we thank you that you give us the ability through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, to come to you in prayer and to depend on you in faith and to receive from you by your Holy Spirit. We humble ourselves, Lord God, and we submit ourselves to you, and we invite you to guide us and to teach us by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, today. Lord, we ask that you forgive us and that you cleanse us from our sins and that you forgive us for these things that we do and we say that are not pleasing to you, Lord God. And we pray that you would enable us to be pleasing, Lord God, in the things that we do and the things that we say. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You want to say a prayer, Noah? Okay. Noah's going to say a prayer for us now today.
What am I going to say? Lord, I thank you for our house and my parents and food. And the more important thing I'm thankful for is the Lord. And, I hope you have a blessed day. Amen.
Very good. Thank you, Noah. I want to touch on a very important topic, and all topics that help us to understand the Lord and to live a life that is closer to what God has intended for us is important. And so I want to talk about trusting God and believing his word. We have a lot of suggestions that if we listen to them, a lot of suggestions are floating around, and they're in our literature and in our media and ingrained in our culture, the educational systems and such things that will foster doubt. I saw a video that someone had posted on the internet, and it was a video about Jesus, and it was supposed to be a comedy video, and the people posted the video, and then they put a comment, don't get mad, this is supposed to be funny, this is just a joke, they said. And so when you click on the video and watch the video, it's Jesus walking down the street in what really looked like a diaper to me. He had on some type of a cloak, and well, it wasn't Jesus, it was somebody. Yeah, okay. Well, we had a little technical difficulty there. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened with my phone, but we got disconnected. So let me try to pick up from where I left off. So Jesus was this person that was pretending to be Jesus in this video. They take off this cloak and they have on this what looks like a diaper, and they're singing this disco song, "I Will Survive" or whatever it is, something like that. And so this Jesus is getting into this song, and he's walking and he's going across the street, and he gets hit by a bus, and that's the end of the video. So what is that saying? What's the message there? You know, why even put that out? And why expect anyone to laugh at that? The whole idea behind it, to me, it hurts my heart. I didn't like it, and I don't see why anyone would think it was really that funny. But I could see, you know, people laughing at it. I could see why, you know, in a sense, I could see why, because, everybody's not going to have the same respect, response, and approach to Jesus Christ that I do. So I'll say that I can see how some other people might laugh at it because it's irreverent, and some people have an irreverent attitude towards the things of God. And I believe that comes from the different attitudes and voices and philosophies and things that are afloat, that are in our media, in our literature, and in our culture, that feeds in to that irreverence. And the scripture says that, you know, a person can say anything against the Son of Man and then it'll be forgiven them. And people have been saying things against Jesus all the time. But I wonder what would happen if somebody did that about Muhammad. There'd be a riot in the street. What difference does that make? Well, it's a different in attitude. You know, some people, they wouldn't put up with that. They would protest, and they would they wouldn't allow that to flourish, to come forward in their midst. Now, I can't really say that Christians should have a riot and start doing all that stuff because of irreverence towards Jesus Christ. But the question is, how does it make you feel? Does it bother you? Do you not care? Does it make you cringe to think that Jesus Christ gave his life for the sins of the world, and in a time when all of this political correctness and all of this sensitivity to bullying and different religions and sexual orientations and all that stuff is out here, and you know, people are standing up and speaking about intolerance and things like that. And doesn't it seem odd that anything can be said about Jesus, And nobody says anything. You know, nobody. People are. It seems like it's quicker and it's easier and it's more acceptable to reject the Bible, at the Word of God, and Christianity, than it is homosexuality or bullying or anything else. I mean, it just seems like the reaction to the Word of God is one of doubt and indifference. But all of these other things, they're big issues: saving the whales, saving the environment, you know, and all this other stuff. All of that is up at the top of the list. But here we have one name given to mankind to be saved by, which is Jesus Christ. One person sent by God who thought that that even the worst sinner on this earth was worth dying for. And he's ridiculed and laughed at, made light of. His word is rejected and doubted. And the people that follow him are outcast and looked down upon. Of course, you can't say this is the situation in every case. But if you're honest with yourself, I think you'll have to agree that there is merit to what I'm saying. I had a conversation with some people, and the conversation was surrounding whether how the scripture should be approached. And I would just say that it is my idea that the Bible is correct when it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's 2 Timothy 3:16-17. I believe that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. I don't believe that it's made up by man. Now, people get into they bring up things like canonization, where people picked, they had councils and they picked certain writings that would be allowed or canonized and be allowed to be a part of our Bible, and certain ones they threw out. And people bring that up, and then they go into conversations and things about the reasons behind that and why that happened, and then they bring up scriptures that weren't canonized, and people that were disciples and apostles, the 13th disciple, and all this other stuff. But we tend to forget the accuracy of the Word of God. We tend to forget about the power of the Holy Spirit, which was given to guide us into truth. And the scripture says that the Holy Spirit will testify of Jesus Christ. Who was Jesus Christ? The incarnate Word of God. The living Word of God. The Holy Spirit will testify to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will testify to Jesus Christ. The Word of God, the Bible, will testify to itself. The Scripture says that we're not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge God, and He will direct our paths. It also says that we honor God with our lips, but our hearts are far from Him. And if we examine our lives, many times we have to, if we're honest, we have to admit that we tend to put God and the things of God low on our priority list. We put other things before Him on our priority list. And when we do that, it limits our relationship and an ability to experience the things of God and to realize the power and authority that is in the things of God. If we have a relationship with a person, Let me turn that around a little bit. Let me say it this way. If a person says that they have a relationship with us, now go here with me for a minute. I'm talking about someone claiming to love you and to have an intimate relationship with you. They're telling other people that they have an intimate relationship with you. They're claiming this. And they want you to love them and treat them like they have an intimate relationship with you. But here's the thing. They don't talk to you. And when they do talk to you, the only time they talk to you is when they want something. Any other time, they ignore you. They're too busy. And they don't give you much time at all. They're just, when you see them, they're just rushing by. You call out to them. You say, hello, would you come stop, sit down, and talk to me? Oh, I don't have time. I got to do this. I got to do that. I'll talk to you later. You say, okay, I'll be waiting for you. Then they never show up. You ask them, well, I was waiting for you. Where were you? You said you were going to come back and talk to me. You know how much I want to talk to you? You said you were coming back. You never came back. You just left me waiting there. Oh, yeah, but you know, there were some things that I really had to do that was really, really important, and so, you know, you understand. Okay, I gotta go now. Sometime, how would that make you feel? If that just went on day after day, week after week, year after year, and the only time they spoke to you is when they wanted. And then they come to you and they say nice, sweet things. And every now and then, and they tell people how much they love you and how much you love them and everything. And you keep doing things for them because you love them. You say, hey, they're not perfect. I love them. You know, I'll do something for them and remind them that I'm here waiting for them. I'll do something nice for them and remind them that I love them. And you do something nice for them, you fix them a dinner, or you buy them a gift, and you and you leave it on their front porch or in their desk or on their mailbox or something. You give it to them and anonymously, and you leave a little hint that it was you. You know, you want to show them that you love them, and they get the gift, and they give somebody else the credit for giving it to them. They sit down at the table of the meal that you cook for them, and they sit down at the table, and all they can talk about is themselves, and never acknowledge that you fixed them a meal, and never pay attention to the trouble that you went through to fix that meal for them. Eventually, what are you going to do? Eventually, you're going to feel rejected. You're going to feel hurt. Eventually, you're going to say, this person really doesn't love me. I don't care what they're saying to people. I don't care if they're telling people that they love me. They don't act like it. If they love me, then why don't they spend time with me? Why don't they talk to me? Why do they think it's funny when people ridicule me? Why don't they sometimes sacrifice for me? Put me before some of these other things that's so important. Why can't they stop that and sit down and spend time with me? Look me in the eyes. Feel my heartbeat. What's going on? And I'm saying all of that to say that is the way we treat the Lord. The Lord loves us, and He's waiting for us, and He has given His life for us. He's given it all for us, and He laid down His life because He could take it back. He laid down His life to provide for us, to put us into a better position, to give us the ability to have that intimate relationship. He came first because He loved us first. And we respond by taking the gift and forgetting about the giver. We respond by taking the blessings, the love, and giving ourselves the credit. How much more could we love Him? How many things can we put on hold? How many things can wait until we sit with Him and talk with Him and look in His eyes and feel His heartbeat? How many times can we say, you know what? Forget about what I want to do. What is it that you want to do? Is there anything that you want me to do? How can I please you? Treating Him like someone that we really love. We know that we love ourselves many times because of how often we think of ourselves, how much energy we spend in our lives, how much time we put forward to pleasing ourselves. So, we're always challenged. The ability is always there, the for us to want more. But what is it that we want more of? Times are changing, as we all know. But the Lord is still the same. He has made a plan, and He has given us His word to understand His nature, to understand Him, and to understand ourselves, to understand the times, to see where we're going. And it's up to us to listen. It's up to us to search his word, to ask the question, Lord, what is it that you're doing? And if we truly want to, we can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because of His love for us, if we truly want to, we can get closer to Him. And we can find out what's going on, because the Lord has already told us what is going to happen. He's given those things for us to know. We don't have to be walking around in confusion and in fear. What's happening today? Where am I going to turn? You know, why go to another man who needs God just as much as we do? Why go to another man to save us when it is God who has set into motion the plan? Let's turn to God. And let's receive from Him. Let's listen to Him. Let's put a little more faith and trust in what He has said and what He has done and who He is, and let Him be magnified in our midst. Let's spend time loving on Him. Let's seek Him and not ask Him for anything. Let's love Him. And let's see what happens. Let's let that love of God be magnified in our hearts and shared among each other. And let's see what happens. If we want safety, if we want provision, if we want protection, we can draw near to the Lord. And He is faithful. He loves us. He's waiting. And He will provide. Taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Trust Him. Try Him. Take that word and don't doubt it. Believe it. Don't put it on hold and don't wait. Do it. And let it work. Let God work. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. My name is Keith Fields. Visit us on KingdomConcepts.com.